This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
All right, Dub, thank you very much. Well, up next for our 7th-ranked Spartans will be the Hoosiers of Indiana. That, of course, going on tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 is a kick. Our tailgate getting underway at 12:30. Now, please note, the Spartans will go into the tilt riding an 11-game winning streak, and our next guest had a milestone victory, and a big one it was. Head coach Mark D'Antonio, win number 100 in EL. Coach, good morning,
sir. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys.
Congratulations on that 100th win.
Thank you.
It's been a whirlwind week for you, no doubt, coming off not just the victory last weekend, but the way it was done. And Jalen, back in East Lansing, his life is forever changed. And he was under the impression, Coach, that you know, his teammates coming up and saying, you're going to get a statue one day. Is there somewhere we could donate to that?
yeah, pretty exciting for him.
Now you move forward, and I know how you're thinking there. The next opponent is a very competitive Indiana team, Coach. They are still in search of their first Big Ten win, but when you look at what they've done, they've been very close.
They really have. They've played extremely competitive. They're 4-3 right now, out of conference schedule, 4-0. And they're an offense that really is a lot like Oregon's offense in the fact that you know, they're trying to run plays every 15 seconds or so. Probably they're one of the top five fastest teams in the nation in terms of how many plays they're running consecutively and things of that nature. So it's about playing with effort, and it's about getting lined up. You got to get lined up. The same things we talked about earlier. You got to get lined up. Can't have no lack of effort plays, and got to tackle in space and things of that nature. Defensively, a much improved football team. I think Kevin Wilson does an outstanding job coaching there. There's no question about that, and their players will be ready to play.
Nate Sudfeld, the quarterback, runs the offense very efficiently, Coach. And along the way, they can run the football, led by Jordan Howard, already 709 yards on the ground.
Yeah, you know, they're a balanced football team. You know, you come in and you think Sudfeld threw for 400 yards plus last week, but the bottom line is they want to run the football as well, and they want to keep you off balance with different things. So they've always been a football team. We've played them every year. They've always been a team that's been very competitive, and you know, we're going to have to play very well. So, you know, got to come off a big game, but we've always pointed to that, you know, how do you play after a big game? Whether you win or lose, how do you play after that game? So we've always tracked that statistic, and we need to be ready to play. We've got a lot to play for. We will be ready to play.
Well, and, you know, it's been brought up in many of our conversations, Coach, after a big game about potential letdown. But time and time again, the Spartans go out and take care of business.
Well, you know, if you track it, since 2008, that's a lot of football games we've had, big games. There's 28 of them. We're 24-4. So after a big game, that's whether we win or whether we lose that big game. So the track record says that we're at least going to be ready to play. Doesn't mean you're going to win the football game. Doesn't mean that at all. But all I've ever asked for is great effort and you know, and focus. And you know, that comes from our senior leadership, and that comes from internally and from our culture of our football team. So I think we've gotten that this week of practice. So we'll look forward to tomorrow, and but it'll be a great challenge. You know, they've got a good football team, and so many different aspects of a game are entered into. You know, got special teams. You know, we have to play better. You know, we've got the offense and defense, and then all the different things that go along with that. So, but we'll be ready.
And up for grabs, one of the great trophies in sport, the old brass spittoon.
The old brass spittoon. Yep.
So I hadn't heard that one.
Spit in it after the game. That's the goal.
Yours to spit in.
You can take it back with you there and set it next to that pool table, Coach, and have at it. All the best to you as always, sir. Going to be potentially damp. Make sure you dress for the occasion, and looking forward to another great conversation when you come Monday morning.
Well, thanks. Should be a great crowd out there, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
All right. Good luck, Coach. Go green.
Go white.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Coach.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.